Denkoroku, Case 53, Cohn Edjo. Cohn Edjo studied with Dogen. Once, while asking for instruction, he heard Dogen use the expression, "A single hair pierces many holes," and he was awakened. That evening, in Sanzen, he made his bows to Dogen and asked, "Irrespective of the single hair, what are the many holes?" Dogen smiled and said, "Completely pierced." Edjo bowed. That's the case. A single hair pierces many holes, myriad holes, multitudes of holes. As I said, this is the Denkoroku, Transmission of Light, written by Keizan Zenji. Keizan is two ancestors after Cohn Edjo. So it's Ehe Dogen, Cohn Edjo, Tetsu Gikai, Keizan Joken. So, myriad holes, many holes. In a way, this is our whole life. Myriad holes. And yet, where are the myriad holes? What are the myriad holes? What holes do we get caught in? What holes that do we believe are holy? And what are not holy? That's the only thing that keeps us caught in the midst of this life that we are. This life that's completely pierced. Shouldn't say single hair. There is no single hair. That's even extra. And yet we need to say a single hair pierces all of this life. There's not a single hair, not a single thing. And yet we believe there are all sorts of things. Not only is there a single thing, we believe there's all sorts of things and based on that, we like and dislike all sorts of things. And what do we do with that? Well, we all know the various things we do that get us and others in trouble. Short-range trouble, long-range trouble. Because we aren't willing, we refuse to be this moment, to be this reality. We'd use all sorts of words, clear sky, boundless. But those are words that are dead for us. They might be dead, holy words. We think those words are good words. They indicate something. But if we come to grips with them, if we bump up on them, then even that becomes useless. What are the myriad holes that we believe in and act on? That's the whole of our practice. To see how and when and where what's never been a problem creates problems for us. And we see it not because we think about it or we keep track of it, but we see it viscerally. That's why our practice is so simple. Sitting upright, being this moment. Can't help but be this moment, and yet we can refuse it. Yet we can create holy and not holy. We can create all sorts of things that are dust, that are hindrances, or that are jewels. Even jewels are hindrances. Not that we can be hindered, and yet we see for ourselves what we can do with these things. In a sense, this is the fundamental practice. Simple. That's why Joko likes to use the word ordinary mind. Nothing special. Ordinary mind. Ordinary heart. That's why Nansen yesterday used that word. Most ordinary. Which means that there isn't one of us, whether we're in here, whether you're listening to this, or whether in the rest of the universe, there isn't one of us that's any distance from this. And yet, every time we miss it, it's our task, our practice opportunity to see what to do. We can miss it because we're pleased and happy about it, or we're sad, troubled about it. Either one of those blinds us to this completely pierced life that at this moment is available, is our life. So it takes us the work of a lifetime, if I say that, to do it in this moment. What are we doing? Not doing anything to gain anything extra, not to reach somewhere else. And yet we say sometimes we have to reach this realm where we're not caught up in distinctions, as the third Chinese ancestor says, perfect way knows no difficulty. It's not said in order for us to remember that, but just to see only ceasing likes and dislikes, or only ceasing holding to likes and dislikes. From the beginning, there never was any problem. From the beginning, it wasn't a matter of what you think and what you figure out, what I think, what I figure out, much less what anyone says. And yet, it is a work, a practice of our life. As I mentioned yesterday, Joko's practice of thanks for everything. That there There's no many holes to fall into, no many traps. There's no place to complain. And yet, when we find the complaints, thanks for this complaint. Thanks for this entanglement in my upset about because of my plans, my fears, all of these, which are no problem when they arise. They're just ordinary, everyday mind. And yet, ordinary, everyday mind is completely pierced without even a hair to pierce it. That's why practice on the one hand is straightforward and available to everyone. Everyone you meet, everyone I meet, every circumstance and instance that we meet as our life is nothing but this bright nature that we are. It is completely revealed as it is. And yet, this requires us to notice how and where we're making trouble, even though the trouble seems most appropriate for us as a response, or as I should say, as a reaction, because often it is that. It's a reaction that we're not even aware of. It just seems natural, appropriate. It seems sometimes, I'll say, to take us over rather than we're doing it. It does us, these reactions. So no problem if we react or caught. No problem. Simply thanks for everything. Simply notice and be this moment. The reason we can practice, the reason we can encounter all the beings practicing in all the myriad ways, skillful and unskillful, harmful even, is because this is our life from the beginning. There was no problem, and yet there's all sorts of problems. It's always been, if we use fancy words, pure, empty, spotless, bright, shining, all sorts of fancy words used, but that's just fancy words for the even right here, messy, that we have to clean up. The mess is nothing but it. Whatever our particular mess is, sometimes emotionally difficult, physically difficult, relationship going well, not going well, seeming to wake up, seeming to fall asleep, seeming to be entangled. Each of those is our hole to jump into, to pierce completely as our life. The reason for talking here is to support and encourage us in practicing together. The reason for practicing together is because there are myriad bodhisattvas all around us in every realm. Some we know, some we don't know, some we call humans, some we call birds, some we call, and then you can add the names to the myriad beings that we encounter that are nothing but revolving this Dharma wheel that is our life, to keep offering us the opportunity to pierce the hole that never was, to manifest this single hair that doesn't exist. And yet, for us, we get the opportunity where no holes exist to each moment be the single hair piercing the many holes. Cohen Edjo's comments are, what should I say, verse added to with a verse by Kazan Zanji. When he puts together the cases, he, at the end, he adds a poem. Of course, this is originally in Japanese, so it's translated, and I will read his translation. There's different, I'll give you two different English versions. The first one is by Francis Dojin Cook, who translated the Denko Roku. Dojin was a student of Maizumi Roshi and a well-known translator of Chinese and Japanese texts. He lived I think he taught at Riverside, UC Riverside, if I'm correct, and he lived from time to time at the Zen Center of Los Angeles, and I knew him there. So I'll read his translation of the verse, and then I'll read a translation of the verse from Shasta Abbey, translated by Reverend Hubert Nierman. So, first, Dojin's version. Space, from the beginning, has not admitted even a needle. Vast, non-reliant, it is beyond all discussion. Do not say that a hair passes through the many holes. Empty and spotless, it is unmarked by any scars. That's Dojin's version. Nierman's version. The spacious void from the first does not let even a needle pierce it. Vast and still it is, dependent on nothing. So who, pray, is there to dispute it? Do not speak of it as the single hair piercing a multitude of holes. It is a realm naked and without blemish, beyond any trace of anything. Beyond any trace of anything. Or as Dojin says, unmarked by any scars. And yet, if we don't see it, then it's holes that we get tied up in and hung up in. Vast, beyond all discussion, that's exactly our life. From the beginning, that's our life. And yet, when it doesn't seem that way, we can't just say it or think it or read about it. We have to embrace it as it seems to us, and in the midst of that, be the single hair piercing this particular hole. That's our practice. From the beginning, our practice is in actualization, if we use that kind of word, meaning it's our awakened life which practices always. And yet, we have to bump into the hole until we could say there's not a single hole. And we find ourselves creating, bumping into, clarifying. That's why we use the word clarifying. We're clarifying that there's not even a single hole, much less a hair to pierce them. And yet, we each must, I say must, whether we want to or not, whether we call it practice or not, we must do it. Sometimes we do it in very unskillful ways and make more holes and more troubles. And yet, this doesn't take away from this pure, naked, bright, shining life that you are, we are, and that everyone we encounter is. And it's only when we fail to see it that we get our particular effort called for, our particular practice effort called for, in the particular way that's appropriate. You can get suggestions. You can read, hear suggestions, but you, each one of us, has to do ours to be what we've always been from the beginning. Marvelous, bright, by nature. We want to use other words, empty, empty of any attachments. From the beginning, we are this. Form is emptiness. Emptiness is form. Exactly that. So please be this in your sitting throughout Sesshin, throughout life. Thank you.